This is the place where usually Father Peter or I will offer the homily. Instead, this week, we have been asked by His All-Holiness Patriarch Bartholomew and by our Metropolitan Isaiah to offer a homily, catechetical homily, by His All-Holiness Patriarch Bartholomew. Usually, we post these. We would always post these for you to read on your own. But having read this one myself, and certainly His Eminence Metropolitan Isaiah has asked us to read it this time, I think as you hear this, you hopefully will understand a clear connection with this day of Cheese Fair or Sunday of Forgiveness, but also in the context of where we are in the world today with this pandemic. So I will read this. Catechetical homily at the opening of Holy and Great Lent, Bartholomew, by God's mercy, Archbishop of Constantinople, New Rome, and Ecumenical Patriarch, to the plenitude of the Church, may the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, together with our prayer, blessing, and forgiveness, be with all of you. Most honorable brothers and blessed children in the Lord, with the goodwill and grace of God, the giver of all good things, we are entering Holy and Great Lent, the arena of ascetic struggles. The Church knows the labyrinths of the human soul and the thread of Ariadne, the way out of all impasse, and that is humility, repentance, the power of prayer, and the sacred services of contrition, fasting that eliminates the passions, patience, obedience to the rule of piety. And so the Church invites us once again this year to a divinely inspired journey whose measure is the cross and whose horizon is the resurrection of Christ. The veneration of the cross in the middle of Holy and Great Lent reveals the meaning of this whole period. The word of our Lord echoes strikingly. Whoever desires to follow me, let them lift their cross each day and follow me, from Luke 9. We are called to lift our own cross, following the Lord and beholding His life-giving cross, with the awareness that the Lord is the one that saves and not the lifting of our cross. The cross of the Lord is, quote, the judgment of our criteria, the judgment of the world, end quote. And at the same time, the promise that evil in all its forms does not have the final word in history. In looking to Christ and under His protection as the one who permits our struggle while blessing and strengthening our effort, we fight the good fight, afflicted in every way but not crushed, perplexed but not driven to despair, persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed, from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. This is the experiential quintessence also during the present period of the cross and the resurrection. We are on a journey to the resurrection through the cross, through which joy has come to the whole world. Some of you may wonder why the Church, in the midst of the current pandemic, would add to the already existing health restrictions yet another quarantine, namely Great Lent. Indeed, Great Lent is also a quarantine, a period that lasts 40 days. Nevertheless, the Church does not aim to weaken us further with additional obligations and prohibitions. On the contrary, it calls us to give meaning to the quarantine that we are living as a result of the coronavirus through Great Lent as liberation from enslavement to the things of our world. Today's gospel reading establishes the conditions of this liberation. The first condition is fasting, not in the sense of abstaining only from specific foods, but also from those habits that keep us attached to the world. Such abstinence does not compromise an expression of contempt of the world, but a necessary precondition for reorienting our relationship with the world and for experiencing the unique joy of discovering the world as the domain of Christian witness. This is why, even during this stage of fasting, the approach and experience of the life of the faithful have a paschal dimension, have a taste of the resurrection. The Lenten atmosphere is not depressing, but joyous. It is the great joy that was proclaimed as good news by the angel to all people at the birth of our Savior. This is the unwavering fullness of joy of life in Christ. Christ is always present in our life. He is closer to us than we are to ourselves, all the days of our life, unto the end of the ages. The life of the church is an unshakable witness to the grace that has come and to the hope of the kingdom, to the fullness of revelation of the mystery of the divine economy. Faith is the response to God's loving condescension to us. It is the yes of our whole existence to Him who bowed the heavens and descended in order to redeem the human race from the slavery of the enemy and in order to open for us the way toward deification through grace. The sacrificial love for the neighbor and the care for the whole creation spring from and are nurtured by this gift of grace. If this charitable love for others and the God-pleasing concern for creation are absent, then my neighbors become my hell, and creation is abandoned to irrational forces, which transform it into an object of exploitation and into a hostile environment for humankind. The second condition of the liberation promised by Great Lent is forgiveness. Oblivion of divine mercy and God's ineffable beneficence, breach of the Lord's commandment that we should become salt of the earth and the light of the world, and a false transformation of the Christian way of life. To all of these attitudes leads a closed spirituality that thrives on the denial and rejection of the other and of the world, wipes out love, forgiveness, and the acceptance of the different. Yet this barren and arrogant attitude of life is denounced emphatically by the word of the gospel on the first three Sundays of the Triodion. It is known that such extremes are especially prevalent during periods when the church invites its faithful to spiritual discipline and vigilance. However, the authentic spiritual life is a way of eternal renewal, an exodus from ourselves, a loving movement toward our neighbor. It is not based on syndromes of purity and exclusion, but on forgiveness and discernment, doxology and thanksgiving, according to the experiential wisdom of the ascetic tradition. It is not food, but gluttony that is evil. Not speaking, but idle speech. Not the world, but the passions. With this attitude and these sentiments, we join our prayers with all of you, beloved brothers and children, that we may definitively overcome the lethal pandemic and swiftly respond to its social and economic consequences. And we ask for your beseeching supplications too, for the reopening of the Sacred Theological School of Halki after a long period of 50 years that has passed since its silence was imposed externally and fully unjustly. As we welcome Holy and Great Lent in the church, singing and chanting together, God is with us, to whom belongs the glory and might to the endless ages. Amen. Amen.